Chapter 10. Ed read the email on screen quickly and looked at Professor Miller. "Can I read it again, please?" he said. "Yes, of course. It's a lot of information to understand," said Professor Miller. "So it is a Spinosaurus," said Ed. "And it is in one piece. It's an important find because it is the only one that exists. We did find something special then." "We certainly did," said the professor. "Actually, you found something special. You discovered the skeleton. This means that the museum in Morocco will want to interview you. They will ask you all about your discovery and what you saw when you dug in the sand. The newspapers will also be interested because it is such an important find."
"You could become famous, Ed."
Professor Miller smiled. Ed didn't know what to say. He stood in the office and stared at the computer screen. "Can I tell my parents now?" he asked. Professor Miller nodded. "The museum will send someone over to talk to you next week. We want to tell the press all about it. We want them to know that you study at this university and that you went on a university trip to Morocco. If that's okay, we want you to speak to students here about your find too."
Okay, said Ed, who was still in shock and trying to understand the news.
"Congratulations, Ed," Professor Miller said, patting him on the back. "You made an amazing discovery that could tell us lots more about history. We know that these dinosaurs were swimming dinosaurs. A complete skeleton could tell us more about how they moved and what they looked like. It is truly a remarkable find."
"Thank you for taking us on that trip," said Ed. "I really enjoyed it."
"I didn't think that I would find anything."
"Where will they display the skeleton?"
"For now, in the museum in Morocco. Later, it may go on tour around the museums of Europe. If you and your family want to go and see it now, you will have to go to Morocco." "I am sure that Professor Latifa would like to see you again, and she would be pleased to meet your family."
"Can I go and speak to my parents now, please?" asked Ed.
"Of course. I'll email you tomorrow to tell you more about the interviews and talks." Ed left the office and hurriedly took out his phone. He hoped his parents would answer quickly.
"Hello, Mum, guess what?" Ed yelled down the phone. "I am going to be famous. I've discovered the skeleton of a dinosaur in the desert. I'm going to be in the newspapers. It's on display in a museum in Morocco."
"Slow down," said his mum.
"When did you say you discovered this dinosaur?"
"When I was in Morocco," said Ed.
"But that was months ago," his mum said, confused.
"I know," said Ed. "It's been a secret until now."
Ed explained how Professor Latifa had been looking after the skeleton from the desert. He told his mum about the museum display.
"I'm going to talk to the other students at the university about the discovery too," he added.
His mum was amazed.
"Congratulations! Well done! I will tell Dad the good news as soon as he gets home from work. Yesterday, Dad and I were talking about holidays. We didn't think you would want to come away with your parents this year, but if we went to Morocco, would you like to come too?"
"I definitely would," said Ed. "I want to introduce you to my amazing fossil find."